Good morning.
Today is the day that the Lord has made.
Oh.
I shall
rejoice.
Yeah.
And be glad in it.
No.
Not you.
I got stuck.
That you got stuck on that. My God.
Ooh.
The echo always there. Hello? Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay?
I think that sounds right.
What happened to her? She was struck by a smooth criminal.
Yeah! Took her out. My God, how have you been?
I work hard day and night driving a truck and none of you want to touch! I'm tired. I'm tired of looking at New York City. Okay? Tired of that city.
A bitch wants to visit New York City, though.
Let me say this. I'm tired of driving through the motherfucking all that traffic.
Huh.
I walk.
Huh?
You walk around the city. Take the train, and then you walk.
I think...
These are commuter cities.
I'm a Southerner. And I'm used to a mildly packed population of people, not a New York. You know, walking everywhere.
Yes.
The train.
Yeah. I just found out one of my old friends from college, he lives up there. Didn't even realize it. What's that all of me when you get up here?
Just spending money.
I don't know what you're doing. But if it's aesthetic.
Ah. That's fair. There is an aesthetic to New York. But that's just too much. Yeah.
Walk around the red room coughing. $1,500.
For a closet space.
Your living room, actually. Literally, the size of the
bedroom
is the living
room. Can't even do it. I need space. I need to know I can burp and it not echo. Oh, like I think I was watching one girl, her video. She was talking about it's like her and like three roommates. I don't know how they're communing at all. The TV and the living room and the kitchen are one.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally
one.
They gotta crawl over the couch to get to the balcony because there's not enough space to put a couch. Because if they were to move it, it'd be in the kitchen. So I can't.
Infrastructure. That's crazy. They said they can't go this way, so let's go up. They went up.
And they would knock some of the shit down.
It's always under construction.
Right.
The city is kind of under construction.
Right. Right. Even in the game. In Spider-Man, New York City is always under construction. Always. Same thing with X-Men. Batman. The city's always under construction.
I feel like New York is Gotham City.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Have we had a GTA that based off? Yeah, Liberty City. Liberty City was New York. Because Vice City was Miami.
Ah, okay. That's what I'm like. Okay.
What, San Andreas was was it San Antonio? Texas? Was that from Texas?
No, that was California.
Because Los Santos is Los Angeles. I think San Andreas is Texas.
I thought they were in Cali.
Hold on. Hold up.
I thought they was like Oakland or something like that.
It might have been.
It was real ghetto. Real gang violence. Texas is full of some shit, but it ain't got that.
It seems a mix between Cali and Nevada.
Okay. And pretty much from then on, all of them have been in California.
Los Santos, San Bernardino, Los Interest.
Ready for that next one.
What we at this time? We back in Miami?
I don't know. I don't give a damn. They could be on the moon for all I care. It's been, what, a decade? Almost. I need it.
Yeah, we back in Florida.
I need it. Oh. What a hole is it? Coke.
Scared of that. You know. What hole we want to start with is my God today.
My God.
You got me today.
The world has been busy. We can start rolling, right?
You know, rolled up out of here.
Oh, Lord.
Rest in peace to Roland, right?
Yeah. He was an interesting person.
He was. He was. He kept the internet going before Shamar.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he had a sound personhood. A little extra, but, you know.
Which too much personality is an extra. When we think about influences of that caliber.
I think that's the point. Maybe a little too extra. Backups are. Backs are. But it is sad.
He got sick, didn't he?
Probably. And typically, the life expectancy is already not expected to be so long. So for him to make it to what, he was what, 27, 28?
Mm-hmm.
So for him to make it to then is a feat in itself. It really is. So that means he's done really good, take care of himself and his family, his mom, done really well, take care of him. Because making it there is a, right, something.
So, I mean, he advances something. If he's spent it, he gets checks right. Right. I just need to go find me for no funeral, so.
I mean, that just means they had life insurance.
Which is a good thing, because most gays don't.
But he's disabled, so that's different. So he don't typically take care of himself. Someone else does. Because that's the only way he would have care.
I forgot to do it.
Okay, you forgot to do it.
My other one canceled, so again.
You just get the damn life insurance.
I get them all.
Jesus.
Right.
Folks out here dying. Who ain't never died before. You right here tipping right with no life insurance. Bitch, we got no money.
Start your family. I don't know.
I know.
Sell planes.
I do well better. Somebody got a fire pit. It's okay. It just take a few hours. It's gonna stink for a little bit, but it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Collateral edge.
Well, because there's something burning bright, so damn, that's crazy.
Good point. Good point, but I do hate you dying. Who next? Kelly Price. Kelly has said a lot these last 2 weeks. I don't know.
She did. Did she come back and double down?
I don't think she doubled down. I think.
Oh, then she layered.
Yeah, I think that was just a second rant in itself. Now the thing about that and her co-host, I don't really care. That's not our business. Sunday's business.
Oh.
That's not our business. That's the, and I think for her, for one, it's very irresponsible of her, because the adultery thing is, that's nothing. Like, that's nothing new. Like, who cares? But see, a bitch knows what they know with their words when they say, I wasn't sleeping with boys or young men. You know what you're doing with that language. And that's a very, very violent language.
Correct.
You are referring to someone who many perceive to be a homosexual, and it's very clear that he is. But you are very much so being violent when you say, oh, sleeping with boys or young men. It's not about who she's talking about. It's why would you say little boys or young men? That's the problem. That's a violent language to choose. And it's purposeful. because you want to attach that to pedophilia.
Correct.
And it's not that. It's that man is not talking to little boys.
Where this person like they fucking them out really fucking somebody else's.
I mean, yeah.
It's quite literal.
Yeah, I think it is. But Kelly already doesn't have much of a career. And I love Kelly Price. I'm a Kelly Price stan.
Well, they said that she should have been up out of here since, what was that?
R&B Divas. Mm-hmm. Because her attitude and her disposition is very nasty. And so I say to her for her rant. And I get her frustration. My problem is when we say things and attacking the people who look like you and getting upset on the basis of, you know, of saying, oh, black women, you're the most disrespectful. It's easy for you to say such a thing, which we know is false, but it's easy to say such a thing when your core audience is black women. Yes. But like she said, it's not her core audience, so I don't have nothing to do with that. She's biracial anyway, don't care. But Kelly, to say those things, to also attack their education, and most black women, actually black women are the most educated in the world, actually. And last time I checked, Kelly didn't have an education. You don't have a higher education. So to poke at things like that when you also don't have the things, is a little...
You beat his ass next time you see him. Wow.
You
whoop the shit out of that motherfucker.
Uh-huh. You see how it sank and it sinks down. Worse than the fucking Titanic. $4,000. It's a $4,000 couch. You see how low you see?
I'm falling. Right. I'm still falling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You whoop his ass.
A $4,000 couch. $4,000. And they come from plopping down. Listen. And I'm the first person to say I don't have nothing against heavier people. But you also have to know how to sit down in the seat. You don't just plop your wide ass down. You see, I too walk around with a 22, 26, 48. But I don't just plop my body down on folks' sofas because I know, you know, this wrecking ball of an ass, you know, will fuck somebody's couch. But, you know, just plop, and that comes from, like, literally just plopping down. So, you know, both out of the couch. And none. But back to this lady. To attack someone's education when you don't have said education is crazy. But again, I understand.
I can understand the frustration because the comments can get ruthless. They get ruthless in those comments.
I mean, yes.
But addressing it needs to be a different way. You could just say something totally different. You could address it a different way.
There's a way to address things, especially when you are of a certain age.
Correct.
And if you're on this hierarchy of which we know celebrities like to establish themselves, you should definitely like say things better. Does she have a right to be upset? Absolutely. Can't take that from her. But also, it's the price we pay for social media.
Correct.
Because artists don't have a choice but to occupy social media. So you really don't have a choice but to get those comments. But again, Kelly as a person, not as an artist, but as a person, it's nasty. Her spirit is nasty. And so, it's not like those people are just saying things just to say them. No, Kelly Price is a rude bitch. Rude. And any interaction anyone has had, like with her mostly, has been her being a rude bitch.
Anybody help?
No, because when you have things to lose, you don't have to do that. And especially hitting doesn't matter when obviously someone's words is shaking you. So you don't have to be hit.
That's true.
But also when she's rude, it's not like that rude who is going to call the fight, but words are words and we're people. But Kelly's not, if Kelly was a, damn, who? If Kelly was a Yolanda Adams, this would be a different conversation, because you're literally just attacking someone, just because, hasn't done anything, hasn't said anything rude to anybody. But Kelly's.
Oh, right.
Yes. She'll be alright.
She'll be okay.
What they told K. Michelle, shut up and sing, bitch. Just shut up and sing. Nothing else.
I know we gotta talk about Kiki fucking Wani. I'm happy that came across my
head. Right.
They came across that
crying. Kiki yelling ass Wyatt. And I really like Kiki. She's in the number when we talk about people who can sing everything but their own songs. My God. You gotta have
rendition to Love and
Love. Yeah, I liked it. I like her. I like her rendition because she's able to get there and it don't take her a lot to get there. She's able to reach the things.
But hey, the Patti LaBelle song.
But it's because you are used to hearing Beyonce's song in a certain way by Beyonce. But if we was to say, can Beyonce out sing Kiki Wyatt, the answer is no.
Of course not.
Yeah. Beyonce will be a fine ass.
She's gonna have to dig down deep.
Yeah, and it ain't gonna work because literally Kiki Wyatt can. She can hit bass notes. That register is long. Kiki Wyatt still has the register that 90s Mariah Carey had. And she's coming with them alto notes low. Yeah. That My All song, Mariah Carey, My All.
Mm-hmm.
That ending part. When you ain't never heard it, go listen to that. She gone.
You know, I've never did too deep into Mariah's society.
That's crazy. That's wild. You need help.
I feel like I know enough of a song, but I know like deep into it.
Mm-hmm. You don't know nothing.
She never peaked my
interest. That's crazy. That's literally the voice of a generation. That's wild. But what can I expect from a bitch who listens to Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift? That what you call it?
That's fair.
It can't be that versatile.
I know the girl's songs. I just don't know her entire discography.
Mariah D. Carey, which is a part of the vocal trinity of Whitney Houston. It's literally Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, and then Celine Dion. Literally. And you don't know Mariah?
No, always. Would it be funny to list for you to know? I just got through Beyonce's full discography 4 or 5 years ago.
You're not that old, so that's possible. Beyonce is not even that old. She's just turned 44. But see, Mariah's 50. Mariah was already Mariah. Before you were busted.
Oh.
You know, she was already Mariah. You were 99. So literally you were 2 when Glitter came out. And people don't talk about Glitter. But that's an album. That's an album now. Glitter is an album and it's a Lead the Way. Lead the Way.
The people who brought me up.
The bitches don't be in love. That's crazy. They should be ashamed.
My mother was heavy on Gospel and Whitney. That's why I know a lot of Whitney.
She should have been on Mariah because Mariah was literally singing gospel. Literally, what is that?
That
one.
That's definitely a gospel song. That's why I know that song.
Literally. Most of Mariah's, like, her background vocals are gospel choirs. All of her background singers, gospel singers. What's that? What's her name? Melanie Davis? You gotta do some work. You gotta do some work. Back to Kiki. I'm not surprised.
Of course not.
And I'm not surprised back when they had the show and her husband made the comment about, you know, don't focus on girls. And she like flipped out and she was like, what you want to focus on boys? And he was basically like, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, at the age that he is now, it is not appropriate for that to be his focus. Focus on school. Focus on what you enjoy. Focus on building hobbies for yourself as a little boy. So right there, that didn't shock me. But it does become shocking when you think about Kiki's twin is gay. Kiki has other brothers that are also gay.
Correct.
And so that is a central problem. And see, it's her and that white-ass mama. That's the problem. Because a few years ago, there was an issue that happened between him and the grandmother. And she called him some names in front of Kiki. And Kiki said, "There, y'all just need to stop. No, 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 no. This is not a y'all just stop. Your mom, just like he doesn't get to disrespect your mom as his grandmother, she doesn't get to disrespect him as your son."
Correct.
And calling him slurs is unacceptable because calling him, well, she claims she said little gay boy, but that child says she called him a faggot. That could have easily been her calling him a nigger.
It's right there.
It's right there because she is a white woman. But to learn that she said the same things, to tell that boy, you know, they wasted money saving his life, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. That's just wrong. And there's a, what she said, there's a special place in hell for a bitch like you. And she sings that pride often. Often. She's a staple point. Damn. In pride performances. Probably. It's very likely. But right, you homosexuals have no actual morals. I just so I hope the child does well. You know,
he still doesn't communicate with them.
I don't blame him. I mean, really, it's too many of them. Like, she got like 13 kids.
Tell me, I said you had 17 children, and you expect one of them to be a phone.
Kiki is literally the woman version of most men who feel like whoever they get when married, they have to have a baby mom. She's literally a woman version of that. Cause I know men that way. Like, literally will not go further. You talking about marriage and long term, they expect a baby. She's the exact same way. Because literally, every man that Kiki has married, and she's had like 3 or 4 marriages in the past 15 years. She's popping out 2 or 3.
What happened to that last baby that was really sick?
No, I don't think so.
Still on?
Probably. Probably.
This is gonna be something sad. I just can't make a baby do that.
What's mean?
If a child comes out, they're like, they're gonna be basically like their entire life.
I mean, what do you do?
What do you do?
Because I don't think they allow you to make that, like, if it's not going to be a natural thing, I don't think they allow you to make the decision to do the...
The thing?
Yeah, the thing. I don't think they allow that for children or babies. I do agree, because I think about that for most people with children that's disabled, but I think, too, even if it is left to the parents, it's not on their heart to do so because that is still their child.
It's still your child.
Right. And so I think they take on the task at that moment to give their child the most normal life as possible and not treat them so, so different. off, especially they're able to pick up things that they wouldn't typically expect.
Yeah.
So
I give you that.
I think that's what that
and
is.
And I think my mind stops at when it's a certain point. If my child just can't do the light here and be hooked up to tubes.
Now I do agree with that. I do think that takes a special type. Ooh, that does take a special type of something, because you have to. That child could never, and it's like literally they can't do anything but let them be hooked up. That does invoke something else. So I do understand that. Mm-hmm. But I do know, I don't think they allow that. They have to get, I don't think at any point in time, even though the parent or the custodial guardian is over everything, when it's situations like that, I don't recall them allowing them to make that decision, because it's too easy to make.
It is very easy to make. A lot of people have been off their kids.
Yeah.
They can actually go out and do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your child might be bound to a wheelchair, but your child is actually mentally functioning.
Yeah.
Can move their hands and roll away. Can move their hands and move around.
Yeah.
Shalom. You know, can move their hands and roll around.
Bitch.
And I get that. But if you're saying my child is going to be a vegetable, that's about, like, this is another off topic. If I ever, not until they've run this, I'm talking about this. I said, if I'm ever in an accident in that car, or in that truck, or anything, and they say I'm just going to be a vegetable, let me know. You have to wipe my ass, let me go. Let me go.
Point.
Just tell them, oh, dude, that's it.
I see your point, but it's most, that's something you would literally have to put in writing.
Yeah.
You would have to get that legally bound, because most people won't. And I say that thinking about my, one of my aunts, my dad's older sister, the oldest literally of them, she had MS. And so as long as I can remember, she has never done for herself. Like, as long as I can remember. Like, literally, she's always had to be wheeled around, babe. Like, always. And she just has 20... What year my sister got married? 2020? Yeah, my sister got married in 2020. My grandmother died right before Christmas, so my aunt died. I want to say around that August or July. It had to be July, because I believe it was around my baby brother's birthday. Because my grandmother died literally on the brother underneath's birthday. Because we buried her right before Christmas. So I do remember that. They weren't going to make that choice. They were never going to make that choice. And I mean, she could speak. Like, she was very cognizant, but she couldn't do for herself. But
if I could do the things, true. But if I can't do the...
But that's what I'm saying. Like, she could still talk and, like, just talk, basically. But she couldn't, like, mobilization, she couldn't, no. She could just pretty much speak. And so they were never gonna do it. Never. And I think that's what most people face, is that holding on to some symbol of life. And that's what a lot of people caught up with keeping family members on life support, especially when we talk about like long-term comas, because as long as there's brain activity, it's easier to like hold them into that, right? And that's wait true. For the someday they may wake up. It may be 10 days, it might be 10 years, but when logically the most reasonable thing to do is to let someone go.
Mm-hmm.
It is. But it's easier to say when you're not in the situation.
Correct.
So there's that. Because I had my way. We did never pull the plug on my grandmother. Never. Never. If I had my way. It would never been a... I don't give a fuck about how brain was swelling. I don't give a fuck. Swelling goes down. She ain't got a brain activity. What does that mean to me? What does that mean? Men already think bitches ain't supposed to think for themselves. No way. What make her even special? Be still.
This machine had no brain activity?
I was 16. Give me a break. I was 16, letting damn near talk to anything I know. Give me a break. Give a bitch a break.
No, because you wouldn't give nobody else a break. Because you should know.
give a bitch a break. At 16, I would give a bitch a break. I would give a bitch a break. At 16, I would give a bitch a break.
At 16, you should have studied that in science.
I would give a bitch a break.
I would not.
Yeah, I would give a bitch. And I had said it, but like, what you mean let her go? Girl, please.
Ain't no brain activity.
Let her go my ass.
After the brain goes, you, that's it. The brain don't come back on.
She didn't need to think. Clearly.
Sister, if the brain is not on, none of this is on.
And that's the purpose of the machine. To keep him alive. Right. But see, that's thinking like a 16-year-old and not 30-year-old. Me, who knows better? Literally. But that's what I'm saying. If it was up to me at that age, it would have never. Nah, a year later, probably even two, I'd be like, y'all don't unplug that lady.
What's funny is, it's not funny the situation. What's funny is there's people that still think like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what keeps, that's literally what holds them. That's why a lot of people have the issue when it comes to life support like that. That's why, because they don't want to let go.
Mm-hmm. They told my friend Avis on life support for like 2 weeks. The girl was gone. Her whole body was wrapped in bandages. Mm-hmm. The girl was gone.
Mm-hmm. They don't. It's the not wanting to let go. Not wanting to let go. Trying to hold on to that little slither of hope. Trying to hope that God makes a way.
No care, Gabby.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Child,
she was in a fucking coma. That's it.
What do you give a 5% chance?
Because she was fat. Not because she was injured. Not because she was sick. She was fucking too heavy. All of them were. Except for Dorinda. That's all that was. Too much fat around that heart. So yes, and wanted to get that surgery was going to put her in danger. Why? Because you're not supposed to get those surgeries. And they tell you this. You have to start losing weight first before you lay your ass on that table. That's how Kanye West lost his mama. Yes, getting them fucking surgeries. And her heart stopped on that table and they weren't able to get her back. They tell you your chances. They tell you. They make it very much so known. And most people don't want to do the work. They don't want to exercise. They don't want to eat right. They don't want to do anything that is necessary. But you want to lay your ass on the tape.
Demetrius gonna get you.
Huh?
Demetrius gonna get you.
What happened?
Shaking that stuff in that monkey. You don't like what you're
saying. You know, I almost said something. But I have to keep in mind that he knows exactly where I live.
Mm.
Yeah. 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 But when we get off of here, I'm going to talk my shit. I'm going to talk my shit.
I'm not talking right now, but I want to.
I'm going to talk my shit as soon as these mics go off. I'm going to talk my shit. You just came with no ass over here.
So what was it you was
no, literally. Literally. You just came with no ass over here. Shoot the shit out of him. Fucking love doing as well. Glorilla.
Glorilla. We are at 34 minutes. Okay, it's gotta be last night. Glorilla. And the bitch is burning blue. And the thug.
I think that situation is murky. I wonder probably why this day takes so long to be talking too slow. That's what it is, bitch. I mean, we are exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. Go to school, they say.
Go to school.
They say. I'm tired of this.
I don't know.
But go, Rilla. I think her diss was very funny.
Hell yeah. And the release, it was just like something of a spell.
Yeah, it was just, she went in the studio and played. And I enjoyed every bit of it. I don't know what's that nigga's problem. Like, I don't know what's his problem. Other than he's slow. He's slow and so is Mariah. And that's all I got for her.
What?
And stop, get her out that studio. I think she's a great writer.
Great writer?
She definitely has a pin game on her.
90% auto-tune.
Do something with that. Like, do something. And then, she loves that man so much and he don't even know her songs.
Really?
That clip I had sent you with her on stage sounding like a pig howling at the moon. You see how those things don't even match. Right. They call it hall calling. In the country. Yeah. They call it hall calling, bitch. He was on stage with her.
Yeah.
He didn't know the words. That's why he kept on like acting like he was gonna say the words and then he'll put the mic down. You doing this to, and I'm bad about it too. I'm bad about it because that's how I get through my gym sessions. You were swerving down. I'm listening to the hardest shit on the block. You were swerving down. I got Boosie.
It's gospel.
It's definitely gospel music. And I be in that mouth like,
period, guy. Shoot him down.
That's a period. I be, yeah. But
what that pink wig lady said, caught him in my dressing room still undressing the seat.
Oh.
He said he want the pussy, can't say your S's and shit. Nikki was a motherfucking dog. That bitch was swinging in that damn phone. She said it was friendly. Girl, who I want? Shut up.
I need my ass. But that nigga, he don't know her music. And that's not love. Like, that's fucked up. That girl is literally writing her love songs about you. And you don't even have the notion to go and listen to them and go and hear what she's saying and how in love she is with him.
Somebody said Glow and Gunna should have got up and made a song.
I agree. It would've ate. But Gunna's not worried about them, and I think that's good. Like, he got the fuck on. And I think that's the snitchy thing aside. And I'll tell anybody, and I have cousins that love prison. They love it there. Semi-free bed, 3 guaranteed meals, unless somebody do some fuck shit, they love it there. But any man, especially, who claims that they are straight, and they are willing to put their life on the line, like he tell me something, you go to prison for life, whoop-de-doo, bitch, whoop-de-doo, the fuck? That's about like Boosie. Boosie got everything in the world to say about gay men specifically. But yet you always doing something to end your ass back. Not in jail.
Prison.
But in prison. Prison. The federal pen.
Something
in the water ain't clean. And given the person that Boosie is and the, it's that dishwater, it's not clean.
Merc.
Dog. Just dark. Muddy.
That was a chunky.
The beach. Like, something's not clean there. Y'all like it in there too often. You expect them over to put their life on that bitch. Boy, fuck you. Fuck you and announcing this girl. I just
shaky
is an understatement. You giving her a lot of grace.
That auto-tune was fighting hard. The computer was fighting hard.
And there's only, I think people forget, like, auto-tune is not to fix your vocals. Like, it's not there to fix it. It's there to give a subtle amplifier of a different sound.
Fix his pitch. It's supposed to fix pitch too.
But it can't fix when you don't have. Hey, that's where I'm going with it. It can't fix what don't exist. And her vocals don't exist. They don't exist. Literally, she's just light-skinned. That's what that means. When you see she is the type of bitch who is just light-skinned. They got that lady on stage. You got bitches falling out at her concerts, crying like, oh my God. One girl was literally, as she was walking around, was like, oh my God, it's her. In tears.
Don't
think
I could. Because I love a girl that could.
But over someone like her.
No.
Exactly. Bitch is like he falling out over Amiri.
Mm.
Well, I'm gonna say somebody else's name. We'll let that go. We'll let that go. We'll let it go.
I'm thinking somebody in my head.
We'll let that go.
And they start with that. No vocals were never. Her live vocals were never great. Had great songs. A great actress. But her live vocals were terrible.
Died in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I want to let you know something. My pistol's not that far. But what you will never do. You a motherfucking lie. That's one girl that's always stayed in her pocket. Always. She's always stayed in her light, airy ass
and
pocket.
And I love her in
and
her
that's,
music.
That's exactly why they pulled her to sing Disney songs. And nobody from Destiny's Child. Still. Bitch, you's a motherfucking lie. I've been tatting shit up. You not gonna slap that limb. You not, we, hold on. You're not gonna sit here and slander the there will be no Aaliyah slander on this God's green earth. No, was she wasn't no vocal beast. Hell no. She wasn't. But shaky vocals don't know my girl. Shaky vocals but got some of your face up there with that vein popping up their neck. And yes, I'm still in Destiny's Child. The main one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Cause that is not power. That's strain. Which is why they always end up with them nodes on the vocal cords. Mm-hmm.
I thought she was trying to come from Michelle LaBridge. That's that bit of bridge I couldn't cross Williams.
Yes, she knows how to sing a good bridge. But those vocals are also timely. Now, we're going to talk about some shaky live vocals. It's definitely Michelle Williams. At every single performance. Airy. She just not getting control of her vocals in her 40s.
Just because they slept on Broadway.
She's just now getting the control in her 40s. She done went the last 20 years with shaky live vocals. Bitch, I'm on your ass. I'm finna tear this shit up. He said. My bitch did not die to death. She died. For you to get you. I'm not arguing that. I won't debate that one at all. Glenn Mitchell, you're right. My bitch did not die to death. She died for you to get your ass on this here podcast and call my bitch vocals shaky. Now they weren't strong. They sure the fuck was it. But my girl knew her pocket and she stayed there on every single song. She never deviated out that motherfucker. She had a good low, a good middle, and a step high. And she kept it right where the fuck. See, that's what we need to get back to. The girls who know their pocket and stick to it. That we gotta get back. But first, we gotta find the singers. There's that. Let's get to these fucking races.
Because we got 15 minutes here.
Damn, 15 minutes from this female point? That's gonna be a little difficult. I got a lot to say.
My God unto us.
What they say? Proverbs 11:10. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 11:10.
You got that pulled
up? It's when the righteous prosper, the city rejoices, but when the wicked perish, there are shouts of joy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's word from word.
Hot damn.
That's the NIV.
Hot damn. You telling bitches to get on my level. What? Yeah. Get on my level. Get on my level. Get on my level. You can go. No. Bitch, get on my level. What? Get on my level. What? Get on my level. What? Get on my level. Y'all.
That's my point, dude.
First, we're going to start with that Amendment 14. People need to be very careful in this time and in this space, because as we know, this administration is already, well, not already, but have been deleting sections from certain articles. We know that to be true. So people need to be very careful, because now we're deleting things that can literally strip a person of their personhood. And you could be literally born here, raised here, and all you got is an accent to your name, and they can snatch you off the streets. So just be careful with that. Like, be careful, because with them sending the National Guard and things like that into these cities, it's just more so of poking the bear in a way. And I know people love to go with the theory that the people in our military systems would never fire on their own. I come to tell you, yes, they will. The key, when you think about the military, you have to think about prison in a way. And the sole duty of the military is to strip a person of their personhood, to literally make you a ward of the United States of America. You don't get to have a personality. You don't get to make your own decisions when you put on them folks' uniform. That's why we see a lot of people who get, you know, a lot of people get dishonorably discharged for doing some real shit. But there are a select few of people who get dishonorably discharged because they let their morals and their values hold them to a standard that the U.S. government does not want them to have. And they make sure they know, if you don't follow the order that you are given by a superior, that we will lock your ass up. And listen, ain't nobody in the military willing to go
to
military prison, bitch. They will shoot you. They will shoot you. They will shoot each other if they are given said order. It's not a game. It's not a game. Now, while I'm saying that, I do have to attack one of your fucking frat brothers who got his ass on his book of face. Tell my son, that's why he loved the army, because there's no race or politics involved in the army.
Who? Hold on. Actually, I can't.
Talk?
I can't.
Damn.
Just take that to me.
Pulls up Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Could we have 10 minutes?
Mm. They gonna sit here and wait is what they gonna do.
Oh.
Bitch. Sure did.
Why did my... I saw an S.
Bitch, I said fucking C. Nah.
Oh.
Bitch. Anyway, yeah. You got motherfuckers like that saying stuff like that, and that's just not the case. Like, not the case at all. But as we know, somebody has been, ejecto cito to somebody's gates. Now, I'm not gonna say they purely, but they just might be. I don't know. You know, we never know. We must, you know, always face the fact that we're all praying to the same God, obviously. So he just may be in the upper room. I think I believe, sorry, that while taking a life is wrong, because it absolutely is, it's not only morally wrong, for those of you that are Bible thumpers like him, it is biblically wrong. But we do not get to spew hate in the name of freedom of speech and then be surprised when we are attacked. See what I'm saying? We are still seeing school shootings happen in real time.
Yeah, it's been 91 school shootings this year, 39 deaths. That 900 and some odd injuries.
Come on. They're barely getting addressed. They still haven't addressed that shooting that happened in Colorado.
I know.
That still has not been addressed.
Didn't it happen around the same time?
Yes. And then we have the realistic problem of accountability or lack thereof. Because instead of facing the hard fact that this shooter was once again, white, racist, very, very conservative, right-leaning, according to his family. And they are still trying to say that it gotta be the trans folks. It got to be them bitches with titties at the top and dick at the bottom. It got to be them. This is all their fault. That
is a mental illness.
Is a mental illness. For you to be so willfully willful to want to displace accountability. Because even if it was, even if he does have a trans partner, what does that have to do with him going, planning, and carrying out the murder of a person? On top of the fact that he is not a politician, the flag should not be a half staff. They should not be there. He's not a politician. He's never been in the military. This man has no college degree. He don't even have a high school diploma. And it's alarming that people want to make the argument that he wasn't racist. That is alarming. When you can...
It's a lot of clips out there.
It's a lot... Bitch, clips. Clips. They went and wrote this shit down. Let me. Where is that shit at? Because I had it in here. Because the things that he has said, huh? Oh, you bitches. Oh, never mind. Still had to pull that shit up just a little bit. Blacks go around to target white people for fun. Asking a black pilot if he's qualified.
Yes.
MLK was just a man. A flawed one, a mythological anti-racist creation of the 1960s. George Floyd was a scumbag. The Great Replacement is not a theory, it's reality. If I'm dealing with somebody in customer service who's a moronic black woman, I wonder, is she there because of her excellence or is she there because of affirmative action? Somebody who don't have a high school diploma at all and has never attended a college has the audacity to question whether some bitch in customer service at that. It don't even take an education to be in customer service.
You can do that at what, 15?
Literally. And you think that somebody got hired at the Target.
Wait a minute, what does being hired at Target have to do with affirmative action? If you want to use the correct term.
If you want to, but it still wouldn't have no place.
Right.
Because what does being hired in customer service, in a customer service job, have to do with affirmative action or DEI? It literally doesn't. It just doesn't. where we are watching people show empathy to a man who literally went on record saying he doesn't believe that empathy is a real thing. It's something that's new. And I think, not think, I know, mm-hmm. Black people have a problem with having deep empathy because we know what it's like to lose our leaders and wanting to see ourselves as morally better than, because even though they do it to us, it's not right that we do it to them. That is a dangerous place to be in. And we will find ourselves in a worse place than we're already in, because having that thought process is why we're in the predicament that we're in now. It's why we keep getting in the predicament that we're in now. Trying to be self-righteous, a fail-safe for death is what that is. It is okay to feel compassion, because anybody can understand what it's like to lose someone. It's okay to feel compassion for his kids, but I gotta tell you, his kids believe the same things that he did because he raised them as such. Yes, do we see people deviate from what their parents taught them? Absolutely. But we know that the love there for the other people isn't genuine, because you're just doing something to rebel against your parents.
Correct.
Rebellion does not look like, oh, since you hate him so much, I'm gonna suck this black pen. That's not what rebellion looks like. That's not what love of someone looks like. But his children believe what he believes. Oh, when you think about his wife, that white woman, y'all have stripped the personhood from that white woman. That white woman is there because she wants to be. She votes and believes in everything that he does. Everything. One may even say that these people get on these things and know that certain talking points can make them famous to be moved into other spaces. Somebody just put that his wife was actually in a TV show. Yeah. How the fuck did she get there? These people will say anything. They will literally say anything to get ahead.
Correct.
And it's very easy for someone to position themselves as racist conservatives when they know that there's a population of people out there that will support that. And to a point, the family of the young man supported him in a way, or his ideals. But see, now we're starting to learn whatever the fuck Groyper, whatever the fuck that is, which is apparently another white supremacist group.
Really?
Yes. That are fighting the other white supremacist groups because they feel like they not white supremacist enough.
Oh.
That's what we're seeing. People thinking that using the church as a helm, when we have to think about the church has always been a political figure. Just like we used to congregate at the church to discuss how we would attack civil rights, the white people would do the same. They literally have pictures, full Klan regalia. With that man, strung up high, stretched wide, head hung low, while they are finna go out on the town and grab the first nigga they see. My God. That is a very realistic reality. But compassion is okay. I do believe compassion is okay. But one must feel the compassion and move on. Empathy has no space. It has no space here. You can't feel empathy for someone who believes these things. We're not talking about opinions here. Opinions. Right. That is killing me that people are really talking about, oh, it's just a different opinion. No. Difference of opinion is, bitch, I think that the Mobile, Alabama, bitch, the foundation of what is the Mardi Gras in these United States of America, let's say Le Bon Ton, Roulet, bitch, I feel that Mobile is the best city on God's green earth. Bitch, that's my opinion. Ain't no changing it, hoe. But somebody may feel that New York is the best place on earth. That's an opinion. You know why? Because it doesn't affect anyone. It doesn't harm anybody. Hopefully nobody's willing to die about it. Although I am. Okay?
There's people that die about their city every day.
I know that's right. I put on for my city.
What they say?
Y'all
like shooting niggas over blocks y'all on your own.
I said name ain't hit the first block. Name ain't hit the first block.
Hey,
rain
over here. Sit up.
Don't own shit. Grandma been staying here 60 years and don't own a fuck thing. And bitch, you over here shooting up the block. Bitch. But, hey, again. Opinions. Opinions. A difference of opinion is not someone's right and ability to live. That's not opinion. Opinion is not, I believe that you should die. That man really got his ass up on the stage and said that people will have to die for us to maintain our Second Amendment right. And my God, today, you live by the sword, you shall die by it.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? But that's not difference of opinion. That's not difference of opinion at all. Difference of opinion is not believing that people should be shot in the street. That's not difference of opinion. Difference of opinion is not believing that black people were better off when they were slaves because they committed less crimes. And even if that were true, guess who was committing the most crimes? If the blacks were committing the less crimes, well, then who will be committing the most? But even in today, we know that white men make up the vast majority of crime. They make up literally 76% of fucking crime.
What's that statistic that says most retail deaths happen by middle-aged white women?
Yes. Because they get a fucking freakish thrill. Nasty hoes. Just weird. But it's things like that that must be addressed. Those aren't difference. That's not a difference of opinion. Someone having the right to live isn't an opinion. Especially when we're talking about race, color, ethnicity, creed. Religion. People love to say, oh, the Christians are always under attack. Yes, because the Christians are the only people who are known to slaughter people based on their religion. Or have y'all forgot? It's not the Buddhist, which is not a religion, it's a way of life. It's not the Hindu, which is not a religion, it's the way of life. It's not the Muslim. Somewhere. Hold on.
Oh, they're right close behind,
huh? You know. Because they were sisters. Absolutely. But even still, being a Muslim is a way of life. It's a way of life. It's a lifestyle, you know? It's...
Those Christians,
he was spreading the gospel.
The gospel
of what? And it's like, and that's literally because the Bible does not preach hate. It doesn't. It preaches love. And even if you believe that, even if you believe that he was preaching said gospel, you would then have to still recognize the fact that the gospel he was preaching doesn't include those that do not look like him. You still have to do so. And people just want a moment to attack people. Because here is how racist this is. We knew before the day ended that this was a white person.
Yeah, we knew that.
We knew. They had already and not the old man who was like, oh my God, I did it, shoot me. Not him. They knew that this was a white person. What sense did it make for the next day on 9/11, which got no traction? I've been alive 30 years. 9/11 happened when I was six. Six. 9/11 has been widely celebrated and noticed
every year
for the past 23 years of my life. This is the first year.
I ain't seen nothing.
Nothing.
I think I saw one picture of 10 of the Twin Towers. Maybe one picture.
Nothing. You know the only thing I saw the Twin Towers? Somebody putting that motherfucker face on that bitch and making the plane a bullet.
Oh. I love the internet.
Oh my God. That's the only thing I saw. The past 23 years of my life, this day has not gone recognized. But you know what they did? Called around to HBCUs.
And made threats.
We literally had nothing to do. This man got his shit bopped in a conservative state at a white college. Full of white folks. Very minimal on the blacks. Heavy on the minimum. And people still have went. Some man went inside a store and looked at a black woman and was like, yeah, I'm ready to fight any Democrat. What the fuck do we have? Y'all need to be fighting each other.
Imagine walking into a black person and say, I'm ready to fight any Democrat. And they go, but you're not a Democrat. So
now what? He tell you what, I've been voting Republican for the past 40 years. Bitch. And that's just the point. The people who do that, they think they're safe. Get there safe. You got the little Indian man standing his ass up there telling my son, I will see you in Valhalla. You are Arabian. You think Valhalla, which is strictly for white people, you think Valhalla, first off, that is outside of Christianity. What is it called? Normic religion? Scandinavian religion? That's what that's around. Valhalla. That has nothing to do with Christianity. What the fuck?
It's working.
And so even the black people that align themselves with these people, you gotta be careful. These white folks are marching through the city talking about some white men fight back. Who you fighting back against?
So?
You need to literally look at each other. Look in the mirror. Because the facts are that this man was taken out by someone that shares his exact viewpoints. And people are so dedicated to hatred that people have gotten on the news and made false statements against trans people. But have tucked their tail to say, oh, that baby just needs prayer. Oh, now he needs prayer. But you were ready to struggle bitch up if you thought they were trans or trans attracted. Was the mayor or the governor, one of them, to get your ass on national television and say that we were, you know, I've been praying for the past 33 hours, praying that the person who did this didn't look like one of us, that they were Muslim or something else or an immigrant, safe to say black and or brown, on national television where we have people who are Muslim or have immigrant parents who are born right here, who are citizens. Crazy. Nasty business. Nasty business.
The fact that you gotta pray this now when you are just, you know, it's always.
It's always one of you. 33 hours. His father had time to be a father before he turned him in. And his father didn't even turn him in. The youth pastor did.
Oh.
Who works for the sheriff's office.
Oh.
Y'all didn't catch this boy. It's safe to say if the father wasn't such a dweeb.
They wouldn't have come.
If you ask me, I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that this would have been a massive witch hunt. A massive one. Because it took you 33 hours. We must keep in mind, old boy from New Orleans prison, Derek, he's still outside. I don't know what he did, but he did whatever the fuck it was that's right. They would have never caught that boy if it wasn't for his daddy. Never. Never. And now, because they're so dedicated to the story, that they really are trying to say that this man, this child, has a trans roommate. His family say he live at home.
So his mother?
His mother?
He said she has a trans roommate. Go spend.
Who's a counselor?
Oh!
You are trained to see these signs. And you didn't see them. You didn't see them at all. And which, I mean, I don't know what signs there would be to see, personally.
But somebody's going to create, who's going to enact a killer?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know.
I mean, because he went, when people discuss like mass shootings, if you ask me, he went and did what?
After 1 minute and 15 seconds, it's not only that low.
Boom. Where we at?
1 minute and 13 seconds.
Amen. I got time. That man went in there with the idea to pop one person. And he did just that.
And
he got in, popped, and did.
Gather his things.
During a discussion about gang violence. And it being blamed. I'm sorry, mass shootings and gangs. And when we talk about gangs, we know they're talking about black people. Being blamed.
Pop! Right in the neck. Make sure. Wait, come on, son. We don't know if he's dead. Y'all saw that blood rush out there. He hit that main artery, didn't he?
Yeah. He was, the moment it popped him, he was gone. He was gone. There was nothing they could do to save that man. Nothing but turn that bitch into Iron Man. Or Captain America.
Yeah, that's not possible.
Hopefully. I don't trust that man.
Because that,
ooh,
says like we getting up at the door.
Ooh.
It's bad.
Bitch,
let it here. I said we get up.
Unfortunate. Be safe. Be vigilant. Most important, stay alive. And watch what you say online, because people are uploading lists of people and their names and identities of who, quote unquote, been celebrating this man's death. So definitely do be careful, because that is unfortunate. They're trying to get people fired every day. Just be careful. That's all I got.
I'll be blessed to be able to have this one.
Bye.